Welcome to Making America Strong Again, the only program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Join fellow patriots as we rediscover our past, reignite our future, and celebrate America now.
Well, welcome to this week's show. This is Steve Olds. It's a privilege to have you on Making America Strong Again. For those of you that are listening on our iHeart Radio Network, we welcome you from East Coast to West Coast and all over the U.S. We also welcome our local Vero Beach listeners. We're glad to have you here. And for those that listen to the Patriot Podcast, we appreciate your support in sharing these insights and wisdom about what makes America great. And today we're going to drill down into something that is really meaningful to a lot of people and is part of a, let's just say, a growing frustration here in America. Patriot Mission was originally founded on seven liberty principles, and the second principle is this. We believe providentially inspired American ingenuity has created the strongest economy and most generous society the world has ever known. And over the past years, we've seen a lot of challenges in our economy. There are no lack of pundits that'll give us all the reasons, folks on both sides of the political aisle. We have people on from Wall Street to Main Street with all sorts of ideas. But at the end of the day, the question is, what's happening in our homes? What's happening with the families that live next door to us? What's happening in our own home? Many of us have experienced financial challenges. And when we look at the solutions, in large part, there is one part of the country that thinks the government ought to be the provider of the solutions. And there are those of us that believe the free market can provide those solutions. And there's often a question that comes up about, what about those folks who are really on hard times? What about the folks that really need help and they need it today, or they're not going to eat, or their kids aren't going to eat, or there's going to be essentially an enormous personal physical challenge? Now, interestingly, if you go back in our American history, you begin to discover that most of those scenarios were handled by neighbors, by friends, by local churches and houses of worship. We took care of each other. That's one of the things that makes America great. And in today's world, there are a growing number of people that think, and they've become of the belief that they're entitled to help. They're entitled to have somebody give them something. And while we could spend the next couple of hours debating a lot of those different geopolitical topics, what we're going to focus on today is what happens when the entrepreneurial spirit merges with the heart that says we're going to help the people in our community. But we're not just going to help with a handout. Yes, we're going to help people deal with emergency scenarios, but we're going to begin to put people on a pathway that will not only serve them in the near term, but in the medium term and for the long term. We're going to look at what happens when an entrepreneur is inspired to create solutions that can impact a community, can impact a county, can impact a state, and ultimately can impact a nation by creating a pathway for an entire family and ultimately, I believe, an entire generation of people to begin to take responsibility for themselves and to be inspired by one of the other things that makes America great, which is capitalism, the ability to create a result in your life based on the ideas and the skills and gifts that we each have as gifts from God Himself. So today I'd like to welcome Austin Hunt to our program. Austin, welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
It's great
to be
here.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You know, it's funny, Austin. You and I were visiting with Bart Mazzarella many moons ago in a Starbucks coffee shop, and you had really taken your Harvest Center to a new level, and we were batting around some ideas of what could happen in the economic impact. Tell us about your organization, what you've done, and then let's dig into what you see as the future, especially with economic relief.
Okay. Well, back in 2003, Steve and everyone, my wife and I moved back to Vero Beach. We both grew up born and raised in Vero, moved back to this area. And at the time, my aspiration was to start a church and be a pastor. I'd gone to seminary, and we moved back to Vero to do just that, to start a church and, you know, live our lives out here. We had a concept to help people in need, families, the working poor, was the most targeted group that we were aiming for. And the concept was to help people with food, but not in a traditional sense of the food pantry model, where, you know, a church or a nonprofit organization and conglomerate of a group of people would organize the collection of food and the distribution of food, handed out free to those that, you know, that either have need or suggest that they have need, or feel that they have, you know, need to justifies them getting that, you know, that handout, as we've come to call that. And so the traditional model is, you know, those that are compassionate collect food, buy food maybe from food banks, and they give that food away to the needy. And the concept that we took nuanced off of that and set up a nonprofit, what I've actually come to kind of refer to for the sake of simplicity, is nonprofit grocery stores.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, so these are we have now four locations, two in Vero, one in St. Lucie County, and one in Orlando. And on an average day, 7 days a week, there's roughly 1,300 families that are coming in and shopping in these nonprofit grocery stores. So they have to qualify by income. They get a membership card that's free, just like you would at Sam's. And they get to shop there just like you and I do at Publix. And they pay, our clientele pays about 35 cents on a dollar. And I know that for the economists that are listening, the question is, well, how do you do that? How can you distribute food at 35 cents on a dollar compared to a Walmart or a Winn-Dixie? And the way that the model works, because of the benevolence of companies like Walmart and Tropicana and CVS, giving a shout out to all of our big time Whole Foods.
Absolutely.
They donate food to Harvest Food and Outreach Center, and we combine that with food that we purchase. It's about 50% donated, 50% purchased is what you'd find if you did an audit on the product in our grocery stores. And because of that, you know, that half of that product being donated to us, and there's no cost of that, there's shipping costs, but there's no cost to purchase that on the part of Harvest, that savings is then passed on to the individual or family that come in to shop. So, you know, this for us is a, you know, it's an offshoot of the food bank. You know, if food banks, you know, many would say that food banks do a great service. I think there are some that would argue with that. Dr. Bob Lupton, author of the book Toxic Charity, in his book Toxic Charity, and the subtitle is How Churches and Ministries and Nonprofit Organizations Hurt Those They Intend to Help. And he makes the case. Now, Dr. Bob Lupton, he's probably in his 70s, early 70s, and he lived for 40 years in the inner city.
So he saw this. He experienced.
Well, he lived. Yes, and not only is he an authority because he experienced, example after example of how one way giving, you know, creates toxicity in a person's life, tears apart their dignity. It lowers them, you know, to be a recipient of one way giving. He talks about in the book, you know, there should be no charity. It should be parity. There's got to be partnership, or you're hurting the person that you're trying to help. It's an amazing book. Anybody that's out there is interested in this topic, you got to pick it up. Toxic Charity, Dr. Bob Lupton. But he makes the case that there is never there's never a justifiable way of giving a person, without creating a transactional relationship. It just creates expectation, dependency, and
all the things that you don't want in that kind of relationship. So, so you've actually taken those ideas and your experience both at Harvest and your personal life and said, let's get creative. The ingenuity I referenced in our Liberty Principle is precisely what you've done.
Right.
And you've gotten creative because I can remember back when we first talked 4 years ago at that Starbucks. Mm-hmm. The idea was to create a pathway to help people so that today we can help them with an emergency need and begin to put them on a path, but we're going to build a relationship. In the next minute or so, give us a snapshot of that, and then when we come back from the break, we'll drill down and really see how it's playing out and what your vision is.
Sure. So the cost share grocery program. That's the grocery store program that we've been talking about. That's the main pathway that people come to Harvest Food and Outreach Center, but that's not all we do, and it's really not the main focus of what we're about. Our purpose as an organization is to lift families to economic self-sufficiency, to help them lift themselves, to economic self-sufficiency. And the way we do that is when they come in, most people that we're able to help in the most significant way are people that are in crisis. When you're at the bottom, that's when your heart and your mind is open to seeing things in a new way and seeing the possibilities. So it's at that moment that we provide, the pathway for them to begin to walk toward economic self-sufficiency, education, job training, job placement, and ongoing job coaching. That's the program in a nutshell.
And Steve, I imagine, Austin, at that time when somebody's really, they're really hurting, the part of generosity and care and concern for their family, especially because I'm sure it's not just individuals. It's perhaps moms with young kids. Perhaps it's the guys who are out on their own and having all sorts of challenges. You probably see a wide variety of people, don't you?
Absolutely.
So,
and especially in the last 5 years, we're hopefully coming out of the economic downturn that we've experienced. But there were a few years there where we were seeing people that you just wouldn't imagine that, construction industry, people that had been, in the construction industry for decades and coming in with having, gone through their savings. And these are guys that didn't do anything wrong. They did everything right. They prepared. And so, we were a source of relief, to help them.
Right?
Yeah. To help them just go through that time of difficulty. But for the chronically poor and the working poor who are, living paycheck to paycheck, the working poor living paycheck to paycheck, one, transmission blowout, away from, losing their home.
And then you're upside down.
And then that creates, so many
kind
more.
Of a snowball, right?
Right. And so we're there to try to help them, mitigate through those types of events and it'll ultimately build strength within their economic household and be able to prepare themselves for that and, right. Upward mobility and help them.
Get them on that road that you were talking about.
Right, exactly.
Cool. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to drill down into the exit strategy that you have for people and learn more about that. So stay right with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.
Hi, this is Kelly Fisher, a supporter of the Making America Strong Again mission and your local real estate professional here on the Treasure Coast. It has been my honor to serve our community here in Vero Beach since 2003. And with over 1,500 home sales over the past 21 years, it's my hope that you will consider the Kelly Fisher team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's International Realty for all your real estate needs. It's also our desire that every family has a home and every home has a family. And we have partnered with the Homeless Family Center of Vero Beach to work toward that goal. When you buy or sell a home with the Kelly Fisher team, we will make a substantial contribution toward alleviating homelessness in our hometown. To be a part of this great mission, please call us at 772 321-6905.
At Surf Pro of Vero Beach, no job is too big and no question is too small. So when fire, water, or mold damage strikes your home or business, call on Surf Pro of Vero Beach at 772-770-0501. That's where you'll find a team of specialists that's faster to any size disaster. So when the things that matter most are on the line, make sure Surf Pro of Vero Beach is too by calling 772-770-0501. That's Surf Pro of Vero Beach, helping make fire, water, and mold damage like it never, ever happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to Making America Strong Again, the program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Once again, here's your host, Steve Olds.
Well, welcome back. It's great to have you. And we've talked about American exceptionalism in a lot of different ways over the course of this program. And today, with Austin Hunt, we're really drilling into an exceptional idea. I think it's an exciting one, especially because, Austin, you have a game plan to help people move from the stress and pain and challenge of personal suffering and just needing to get food and so forth. But you take it on another plane with your exit strategy to really help people. Tell us what that looks like.
Well, I think, Steve, it starts with something very fundamental is if you're an individual that supports charitable organizations, evaluate what their objectives are. And every organization in the social service industry should be working to put themselves out of business. Otherwise, they're perpetuating their activity. So, you know, our organization, our purpose as an organization is to lift people to self-sufficiency. And if we were able to accomplish that, we would put ourselves out of business because no one would need to come to us and get our help anymore.
What a great problem to have.
Well, it would be wonderful. And God help us to get there.
Let's go.
First and foremost, we have set out and we've created a very difficult mission. You know, our mission, our purpose as an organization is one that's very difficult to achieve. It is, you know, if you take a person that's in, you know, chronic poverty, in other words, generational chronic poverty, that's their mindset. It's, you know, it's a challenge to inspire and empower them to lift themselves to aspire to something greater for themselves. So often they don't believe that they can. They don't know. They don't. There's no vision to see what's possible for them because it's never been lived out in front of them. They've obviously never experienced that kind of success for themselves, and so it's just not for them. They don't feel like it's possible. So it starts with Harvest. Sets that, you know, we've set a very lofty mission for ourselves to transform the life of a person that's living in poverty, so that they can become all that God has created them to be able to become. And then, engaging them and inspiring them to aspire to lift themselves to economic self-sufficiency. And then the practical application that happens, you know, day by day, month by month, and sometimes for years to ultimately, you know, achieve this outcome is we're providing them with, you know, practical job skills, what we call hard skills, but we're also focused on developing their inner, their inner being, their belief in themselves. You know, emotional intelligence,
that's right.
Personal empowerment. I mean, there's a lot of different phrases out there for mm-hmm. for developing that. Your ability to emotionally regulate. When you engage so many of the folks that we work with, they have been through hell and back. I mean, they're living in hell. Their childhood was a hell on earth. Mm-hmm. And so, they act out, you know, and they get them a job, place them in a job, and somebody gets on to them and they walk off the job. They can't handle that.
They don't have the skills.
They don't have that. They don't, right? They've never That's been right. able, they've never been taught to regulate themselves emotionally and how to aspire to, you know, to move even beyond the forklift driver job to a management position. So it's you know, getting them started, getting them that entry-level position, and then developing them through career coaching. And, you know, again, this is not a it's not a box of food passed through a window saying, hoorah, we changed the life. I mean, this is helping them meet their basic needs, loving them, seeing them, you know.
Eyeball to eyeball.
Eyeball to eyeball. And you know, helping them to develop that sense of capacity for themselves and, you know, belief in themselves.
Sure. Well, one of the reasons that I was so excited to have you on the program, Austin, is that we have something in common, and that is that we both have visions that most people would probably find just a little out there. So to lift America out of the challenge to self-sufficiency is not – there's a lot of folks that just believe that can't happen. At the same time, when we tell people our mission is to rebuild America through the power of small business and really help them understand what that means, namely that those individuals you're talking about can begin to hear stories of Americans who were in their very same position. They were in the place where they were completely upside down without a care, and they met a guy named Austin and his team somewhere in Florida and perhaps somewhere around the country where they were inspired because they heard a story like perhaps the ones that are featured in the book that you mentioned in the earlier segment. Right. And ultimately, they begin to realize, maybe I could. And they're in an environment because the environment you've created is a, as you said, it's a loving environment, it's a supportive, but it's also a challenging environment. If you want to stay here and play ball with us, we'd love to have you. But guess what? You're going to get challenged to make little baby steps and then bigger steps and bigger steps. So is that somewhere close?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the war on poverty that was levied 50 years ago by the then president, Lyndon Johnson, you know, poverty is at a higher percentage today than it was when he declared a war on poverty. So, you know, I think that I think we have to recognize that we have not been engaging in this issue in the right way. Entitlements hurt people.
Entitlements equal enslavement.
Right.
They do not move people out of, you know, that scenario. They don't inspire them.
We have to reform our entitlement system in order to address this problem. And what that means, you know, that's a comprehensive we have to develop a level of, you know, accountability. And that's what's lost. We've lost with the current structure of our entitlement program is there's no accountability.
That's
you know, at Harvest, we don't create, you know, we don't create that one way, you know, system of helping people. It creates, you know, so many problems that that just, again, like you said, it puts people in bondage. It really does.
So, Austin, in the minute we have left, tell everybody how they can get in touch with your organization. Then I'm going to ask you about the vision, what you see beyond where we are right now.
Sure. It's the website is harvestfoodoutreach.org, harvestfoodoutreach.org. And my email is austin@harvestfoodoutreach.org. So
right now you have four locations. We're dealing with a national audience of people that are interested in these relationships. We're building strategic partnerships. In about the next 30 seconds, tell us what your vision is for America.
Well, within the next 3 years, we want to – over the next 3 years, we're focusing on our current footprint. And then we're going to start adding these sites in other cities in our country. And
awesome. So
if that's something that interests any of the listeners, you know how to get a hold of me, austin@harvestfoodoutreach.org. And, you know, we're looking for locations to spread this approach at ending poverty in America.
Awesome. Well, Austin, you're going to be we're going to be talking a lot more together. And for the folks that are subscribers to our podcast, you'll be hearing more about the relationship between Patriot Mission and Austin's organization
That's
and what we're going to do together. So thanks very much for your time
today. Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.